This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The roadmap of the European debt crisis has pretty much gone like this so far. A country imposes austerity budgets, protesters protest, sometimes a lot, and then everybody moves on. Now, though, there are so many countries with austerity budgets, there's a whole lot of protesting, including today the first Europe-wide set of demonstrations that we have seen, which does raise anew questions about the future of the Eurozone, or, if you put it another way,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
So to get the answer for today, anyway, we go back to Miguel Ancho Morado. He's in Madrid. Miguel, hello again.
Hello.
So not to be blunt about it, but what's going on over there?
Well, we have a general strike, and not just in Spain, but also in neighboring Portugal and in several other countries in Europe. So you can call it the first global European general strike of the 21st century.
That's pretty grand. What's it like, though, for you as a regular person? Can you go out and get on a train? Is it hard to find a cab? Are stores closed? What?
Well, you are delayed. There are not so many trains, not so many buses. But in general, if you really want to go somewhere, you still can. What you see is lots of businesses closed. And then, of course, there are demonstrations. And it's pretty tense in that sense.
What about you? Are you surprised that this is happening sort of all over Europe?
Well, no, of course, I'm not surprised. The situation is very bad, so you have to expect protests. Now, the European aspect of it, I'm really a little bit skeptic, because there's really not Europe-wide politics so far. It's only for the leadership that Europe exists, but it's very difficult to get people to understand that we live in a community, in a European community, in which everything that is happens in one country affects everybody else. I'm afraid that in that respect, the European dream is not here, or maybe, if you are pessimistic, has failed. Because, no, I don't think there's a Europe-wide sort of political vision.
That's a really good point. There is a Europe-wide economy in a lot of ways, but there is no Europe-wide politics. So it's tricky to have a Europe-wide solution to this thing.
Absolutely. And in fact, that is what we would need now, because the problems are pan-European also, and the solutions should be pan-European as well. But organizing a worldwide strike sounds like the proper thing to do. But if it doesn't, it's not perceived as such by the governments, and I think they don't perceive it as a pan-European strike, but a series of national strikes, then it won't have much an effect, I'm afraid.
Miguel Ancho Morado in Madrid today. All right, Miguel, thanks very much.
My pleasure.